Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T. Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 4. We're looking at chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Aleph Dalet. Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Sereda, Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehem. Yossi ben Yoezer of Sereda and Yossi ben Yochanan of Yerushalayim received the tradition from them. Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Sereda Omer, Yossi ben Yoezer of Sereda says, Yehi beischa beizva'ad l'chachamim, let your house be a gathering place for the wise. The heavy misabig ba'afa ragleim, sit in the dust of their feet, the heavy shoseh batzames divrehem, and drink their words with thirst. Try to make your house that has all the wonderful abilities and all the wonderful gatherings, all the wonderful Torah lectures, all the wonderful shiurim and mitzvos and the like. I think about in my own community how there's always that one house, there's always that one family that somehow hosts all the events, that somehow always has those open houses, that always has those lectures, always has the shiurim. How did they become that house that brings everyone, that literally houses everyone in their own home? How did they become the Beit Va'ad L'Chachamim? How did they become the ones that were able to gather in the people into their own home? They took the advice, the words of the sages in Pirkei Avos seriously to say, I want my house to be that house that houses not shtus, not narishkeit, not lashon hara gatherings, not motzi shemra fests, or anything of the like. That you have the ability to have a house, we make our house to be a house full of Torah. And maybe we won't be the ones to have the lectures, we won't be the ones to have the shirim, but at least let our house be a house full of chesed. What do you use your kitchen for? What do you use your dining room for? What do you use your living room for? Do you sit down and host shidduch meetings? Do you sit down and host guests or host people fundraising for money? Do you sit down and have people moved into the community looking at your community? Do you sit down in your own house and try to invite people in? People that may be lost along the way, like using a program such as Shabbat.com, literally getting strangers for Shabbos. And of course, it's not for everyone, but I love bringing people, especially people we don't know, and bringing them for Shabbos, letting them see the community. We did that actually in the past. I found it fantastic, fascinating. And what else do you use your kitchen for? Do you cook for people that had a baby? Do you cook for people, lo aleinu, lahavdil, that lost someone? Anybody can be helped. You have the house. You have the kitchen. You're blessed with getting the house, getting the car, getting the ability to cook. What do you use your ability to help others? There's no greater praise than being told that you're a family that does chesed, that looks out, that tries to help people, that tries to bring goodness into the world. You're cooking anyway. You're cooking for your kids anyway. Why not cook for someone else's kids too? If there's a meal train, don't wait till the last minute to sign up. Maybe there will be no spot left. Hishtada lihiyos ish. You know, you do it now. Don't say, I will learn Kesha Efnem Shema Lo Tipana, the famous phraseology in Pirkei Avos says. Don't say, I will put off tomorrow to learn. Maybe you won't have time. Maybe it won't happen. Don't say, I will sign up at the end. Maybe there'll be time at the end. I'll take whatever slot is left. That's like what the Nisim did. And they were faulted for that because Bnei Yisrael gave so much to contribute towards the Mishkan that there was nothing left to give. So that when they were doing their kabanos, they said, all right, listen, we got to go first this time. We got to find out what we could give. We got to see what we could do. So if there's ability to host an event, there's an ability to cook for someone, there's an ability to have someone, don't wait till the end. Don't be the last one. Maybe there will be no spot left. Maybe there'll be no ability left to have anyone else. You should be the first one. Let your house and your life be Beit Va'ad L'Chachamim. Let it be a meeting place for sages. Let it be a meeting place for people that need your help, that want your help. You be the first one to get up, to sign up, to help out. Don't wait around. Don't be a procrastinator, especially when it comes to mitzvahs such as chesed and tzedakah, cooking for other people, hosting other people. Don't be the last one. So Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Seredev, Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Kibul Mehem, they received it from them. They received the oral tradition from both Shimon HaTzadik and Antigonus of Sochel. And they said, Yehi Beitcha Beit Vad Lachachamim, your house should be a gathering place for the wise. Make it a place. Your house should be the place. And I'm not saying you need to have a temple, Lahavdil, Lahavdil, or a palace like David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. Even if you have an apartment, you have a dira, you have even a one-bedroom studio, what are you using it for? Let your friends come over to play video games, or let your friends come over and learn a chabura, learn a mishnah together, learn a gemara together. Even if you don't have a big house, you don't have a big apartment, it doesn't matter. You have a table, you have four chairs, you could have four people together, nowadays in a socially distanced way with masks, but do it in a way where you could gather to confer, to use it for goodness. This can only be at the home of where you could do things to bring mitzvos and Torah. And when you have the real sages come to your house, it should be at the home of an important, prominent person. If it were at the home of a base individual, the sage would not want to go there when invited. So make sure you are of a nature, of a personality that deserve to have the person come to your house. Remember, Hashem is in your home. Make sure your home is worthy of having Hashem in it, that it's a home full of mitzvos, not a home full of the opposite, God forbid. So we don't want the sage to come and be and feel insulted, saying that a contemptible person is repulsive and he does not honor those who fear God. We don't want the sage to say that, God forbid. Sit in the dust of their feet. In other words, treat them with honor. The custom was that the sages would stand, the students would stand in front of the sages while the sages sat on benches in the base medrash. Some would sit on the ground in front of them in the dust of the sages' feet. All the days that students learned seated, I learned standing. This is the meaning of the expression, and that expression, by the way, comes from Chulin 54. Rabbi Yochanan is praising Rav as greater than himself. Rav was allowed to sit during the lesson while Rav Yochanan had to stand because he was honoring the lecturer, honoring the sage. So this is the meaning of the expression, be honored by all people, but give honor to the sages. This is the meaning of the Mishnah, let your house be a gathering place. Make yourself honorable, worthy of hosting the sages. Sit in the dust of their feet, treat those sages with honor. And drink their words with thirst. As it says, a sated soul will trample on a honeycomb, but to a starving soul all bitter things are sweet. That comes from Mishlei. If one feels full from words of Torah and does not desire them, then even if he hears pearls of Torah wisdom, he will trample on them. He is just not interested. In contrast, one who hungers for words of Torah, longs to hear them, will be happy with them. He will find them sweet, even if they have no explanation because he heard them from his teacher, therefore knows they are true. So what can you do to make your house full of the sages? What can you do to make your house a place of Torah, a place of chesed, a place of mitzvos, a place of gathering for good things and not for bad things? I think about all the places my wife and I went over the years, that these are the mansions on Long Island, the Rockefeller place, so Ohika, and you look at Roosevelt's place, and these places in Rhode Island, these places in all over the country, all over the place, and they have mansions upon mansions. And what did they use with their house? What did they do with their house? And it's not bad to have parties as long as we're doing it in a kosher way, in a tznius way. But they use it just to have summer parties, just to have balls and just to have whatever, using music. Can you imagine how many hundreds of people could have gathered to hear words of Torah from a great sage? You think about the Daf Yomi Siyam, a beautiful, beautiful Siyam of 90,000 people. How many times was MetLife used for Narishkeit, for sports, for ridiculousness, for Hevel? And just for that one time of hosting the Daf Yomi Siyam is worth it, that Hashem had this whole stadium built. They say that a sage sat under the shade of a huge, enormous temple, huge, enormous palace. He sat just to get shade from it, because Hashem made this entire palace just so one time, one tzaddik would get shade. Hashem makes different things just for the purpose of a sage and a tzaddik, a person learning Torah, that Torah will be honored. So you have the house, you have the car, you have the ability, you have the apartment. You're blessed with having such a dira, such an ability. Use it for mitzvahs. Use it for Torah. Use it for chesed. You have it anyway. Might as well use it for the right way. And hosting people, really, to me personally, gives me such benefit. And I'm talking about hosting like shiurim, hosting achnasas orchim, people we've never met before, having real guests family is one thing, but really, guests, people, strangers who are looking at the community, people who you've never met before, that is real hachnasas zorachim. You don't even know them. You have nothing to them. You have no indebted to them. But giving to these people that you don't even know is a way to make your house be gathered for mitzvahs. And if you're able to have shiurim, you're able to do chesed, you're able to have these programs, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so would it be? So try to make your house be a beit vad l'chachamim. Join us next time on the PAL as we talk about what we could do to make sure that our houses are open for guests and open for the poor, and how we should treat them, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.